match of a three-game series against the West Virginia Black Bears. The Spikes got back on track. A rough start to the road swing, falling three straight at Eastwood Field against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, who are now tied for the MLB Draft League lead. But then, after falling Friday night to the Black Bears as well, despite holding West Virginia to just two hits, they roared back a eight-run fourth inning en route to a 9-2 win over the Black Bears last night here. And Samuel Benjamin continued to stay on a roll. An 11-game hitting streak, the only MLB Draft League player to have played in and got at least one hit in all of his team's games this year. Benjamin went 2-for-4. He knocked in three more runs. He is tied for the league lead with two home runs. He is leading the league at 14 RBIs, second in the league in on-base percentage at .577. He's actually second in the league in batting average at .476. Only Mahoning Valley leadoff man Max Johnson is better at .500. But Benjamin's .714 slugging percentage leads the way. 20 hits to lead the league. Four doubles is tied for second. Six extra base hits is number one. I mean, and you add on to that as well his seven stolen bases, which are second most in the league and could very easily be eight were it not for an overslide on the slick turf here at Kendrick Family Ballpark two nights ago. But Samuel Benjamin just having a tremendous all-around season. He is back in the lineup here today, and it is a bit of a hot one here in the Mountain State. As temperatures have risen, it is currently 90 degrees. AccuWeather has the real feel of 98, but playing on the artificial turf surface here at Kendrick Family Ballpark, that will increase the temperature, or at least the way it feels down on the field, even more, maybe into the triple digits as to how these players will feel. So the Spikes are wearing their blue jerseys today with the gray pants. And, of course, the Black Bears, they know what to do under manager David Carpenter. They're wearing all white today to try and refract as much of that sun as possible. Partly cloudy skies, but, again, the heat is on and hydration will be key, but the Spikes are hot as well, coming off that big win last night to get off the schneid. State College now 6-5 so far on the season, sole possession of third place in the MLB Draft League standings, a game and a half back of the leaders. So that's how it'll stand. Spikes and the Black Bears will step aside here on Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health. When we come back, starting lineups for this one to complete this road trip before the Spikes come back home Tuesday and Wednesday against Williamsport. We'll talk more about that as well here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Back here to Granville Family Ballpark as it's time to take a look at the starting lineups for today's matinee finale to this three-game set between the Spikes and the Black Bears, which also culminates State College's six-game road trip. And we're taking a look at the visiting Spikes. Here is the lineup. Hayden Moore will be in the leadoff spot playing left field. Samuel Benjamin will bat second, play right field. Knox Preston will bat third in the order today. He's the designated hitter, a bit of a later replacement. But Preston will get the chance to hit up high in the order. One of the newest Spikes joined the club on Thursday, made his debut Friday behind the plate, and now the DH today. Daniil Ortiz in the cleanup spot plays third base. Brylan West will bat fifth and play first base. Sam Erickson, the Texas high schooler who made his Spikes debut on Saturday, or rather made his Spikes debut last night, yes, Saturday night, he'll start for the first time as a Spike. He'll play center field and bat sixth. Carson Luna, another Texas high school product, batting seventh, playing shortstop. Erickson's headed to Texas A&M. Luna headed to Texas. Blake Wilson will bat eighth, play second base. And Max Bushyhead, the Medford, Oklahoma native, also out of high school but headed to the University of Oklahoma to start his collegiate career in the fall. He'll catch and bat ninth with the left-hander Jacob Krager out of Maryville up. And Krager has been outstanding this year. No record, one save, 6 1/3 innings under his belt already. Spikes are looking for 4 to 5 innings from the left-hander this afternoon. For West Virginia, it looks like this. Brody Black will lead off, play center field. Daryl Osoria bats second, plays third base. Jeff Lickery is in right field batting third. Roman Kuntz, the Moorhead State product who set single-season home run and RBI records for the school and the Ohio Valley Conference this spring, will bat fourth. He'll play first base for the second day in a row. Ryan Graybosch will bat fifth and serve as the DH. Jack O'Dowd bats sixth. He is at second base. Dalton Wentz, the 18-year-old shortstop, will bat seventh. Josiah Chavez playing catcher today. He'll bat eighth. And Jarrett Ford, the left fielder, bats ninth with Storm Hairholzer on the mound. Hairholzer, a native of Austin, Texas, but out of TCU. And Hairholzer is 22 years of age for the season. A 0-0 record with one save under his belt as well. A 3.86 ERA in 7 innings, 14 strikeouts to 6 walks. Krager, by comparison, also no record, 4.26 ERA with that one save. 3 runs against him in 6 1/3 innings, 7 strikeouts to 4 walks. So that's how it looks for the lineups for both teams. The America's Carpet Outlet first pitch is up next here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Estos son los sonidos de una cena. Una cena que casi no sucedió. Es una cena servida gracias a personas como tú. Debido a la crisis actual, 50 millones de personas pueden vivir con hambre este año. Feeding America está ayudando a los que más lo necesitan. Y si quieres, tú puedes ayudar también. Visita feedingamerica.org/en-español. Patrocinado por el Ad Council y Feeding America, la fuerza de 200 bancos de alimentos.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This summer, you do you. Only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back here at Kendrick Family Ballpark, Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown. A very happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And certainly it was a great event earlier today at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park, the MLB pitch hit and run competition. And congratulations to all the winners. And, of course, a very hearty congratulations to everybody who participated, tested their skills as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend, and I think it's important that it's no coincidence that Play Ball Weekend encouraging youth to participate in baseball, not only across America, but across the world. It's no coincidence that it took place on Father's Day weekend. Of course, through the years, fathers as well as mothers so important in passing the game of baseball down to their kids, and certainly a lot of dads and a lot of families out here today. And if you haven't had the chance yet, the Father's Day gift pack is available online at statecollegespikes.com. Just head on there, and it's a great gift for the whole family as well. Four Diamond Club seats, four hot dogs, four regular sodas, plus a deer bat for Dad's drink, all for just $60. And that is available right now at statecollegespikes.com. Just go online, use the promo code #DAD. That's #dad, and you can get the Father's Day gift pack right now. You can also, if you have any questions, give the Spikes Ticket Office a call, 814-272-1711, opening 9 to 5 tomorrow as well, and also available in person. And that deal on those tickets, the dogs, the sodas, and the deer bat, available for any remaining home game in the month of June for the Spikes. There are five of them left, and they start up on Tuesday night when the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, 6:35 p.m., and it'll be Walking Taco Tuesday at the ballpark. Half-price Walking Tacos all game long, plus half-price Miller Lite and Coors Light products from 5:30 to 7:30. Just about to get underway here, Hayden Moore steps in, the switch-hitting left fielder, to face West Virginia right-hander Storm Hairholzer, the TCU product. And the first pitch of the day at 4:04, swung on and missed. Strike three, the America's Carpet Outlet first pitch at 4:04, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in St. Cloud for over 25 years. Remember, America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Grounder along the first base line, and juggling it as Roman Kuntz tries the underhand toss on to first. It's over the head of the pitcher, Hairholzer, and I do believe that'll be the first error of the game, as Moore sneaked that bouncer just inside the bag at first. Kuntz went down to a knee. It looked like he had it, but then he juggled it, and his flip to the pitcher late and high, so it is E3 the call. First error of the game, and now Samuel Benjamin, the hottest hitter in the New York Penn League, is up. And again, the temperature is up high as well. It is a hot one today in the Mountain State. 90 degrees right now as there goes Moore. The pitch swung on a miss. Throw down to second. Not in time. And Moore, with an expert slide on the turf, avoids the overslide. Pops up just short of the bag so that he's able to stick his foot on there. Stick the landing, if you will. And Hayden Moore with the stolen base. And for the Spikes as a team now, that is 37 steals in 44 attempts. Moore with his first success in as many attempts. And the 0-1 to Benjamin, swung on and missed. 93 on the fastball from Hairholzer. Hairholzer making his fourth appearance of the year. This his first start. He is 1-for-1 in save opportunities. He faced the Spikes back on June the 9th as well with two innings, allowing the three runs he's given up this year as a Black Bear on three hits, four strikeouts, two walks, a hit batsman. Has not allowed a hit nor a run in any other appearance so far. And in fact, 10 strikeouts to four walks in the other two outings, not against the Spikes coming into this one. Benjamin fouls it away, third base side. 0-2 the count, fourth pitch of the at-bat, no score, top of the first. Hayden Moore in scoring position at second in the pitch home. We're down and in for a ball at 89 miles an hour. Bit of a changeup action there from Hairholzer. Now, his usual fastball sinking action to it, 92-93. Changeup at 89, but again, lower spin rate on that. And the 1-2 swung on and missed. High heat there at 94 miles an hour. And Hairholzer records his first strikeout of the day. One gone in the top of the first as Moore stays at second. The irony for Sam Benjamin is that he has that 11-game hitting streak, longest in the MLB draft league. And he's still got a ways to go to approach the Spikes record, which is 21 straight by Danny DeKroger back in 2014. But seems like Sam has always extended it here, at least on this road trip, in the second at bat. First pitch to Knox Preston, the catcher out of St. Louis University, takes a strike. 95 miles an hour over the outer half. 0-1. Preston joined the Spikes Thursday. Mahoning Valley made his debut 2 days ago. And the pitch in tight for a ball was the catcher for the Spikes on Friday night here. Yesterday got a plate appearance late in the game and struck out. Officially, he's 0-for-2 at the plate, but he's received three walks already, so a .600 on-base percentage. His college teammate, Hayden Moore, dancing off second. The 1-1 to Preston, outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Breaking ball that time from Hairholzer. Daniil Ortiz, Brylan West, Sam Erickson will follow Knox Preston in the order for the Spikes. 7-8-9 hitters are Carson Luna, Blake Wilson, and Max Bushyhead. And Moore deeks toward third, but Hairholzer will go to the plate, and it's a breaking ball for a strike on the inner half. 2-2 to the right-handed hitting Knox Preston. Josiah Chavez doing the catching today, at least to start the game for West Virginia. This may be a game where David Carpenter sort of rotates duties behind the plate with the heat and playing on the turf. The 2-2. Fastball to called strike three. Nicking the outer edge. Might have been borderline, but it's the second strikeout for Hairholzer today. Moore remains at second. Two down, and here's Daniil Ortiz, the reigning MLB Draft League Player of the Week, hitting .429, a double, a home run, eight runs batted in, .537, the on-base percentage for the year. Fastball upstairs, ball one. Daniil last night with a pair of hits. He actually has five hits already in the series. Spikes won 9-2 yesterday, dropped a 5-3 decision Friday night, making this the rubber match of a three-game set. And the 1-0, and a big cut but a miss, 93 on the sinking fastball, and it's 1-1. Think any more, I mean, designated sinker, four-seamer, but a lot of good fastballs these days are going to have some sort of sinking action, breaking action almost. As the 1-1 comes in and gets past Chavez all the way to the backstop, bouncing up into the air after hitting the base of the mat, and on to third goes Moore. That'll be a wild pitch. And that is something that has been bedeviling to West Virginia. We see Hairholzer with that great fastball, and we've seen, I mean, we saw Friday night Ryan Lambert lights out with a 99 nearly 100-mile-an-hour fastball to finish the game. Hunter Hodges was the MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week last week, but they have great stuff, but sometimes it gets away from him. And the 2-1, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Well, nice mix by Hairholzer there. But that's, you know, what this league is designed to do, help develop these players, showcase what they can do so that MLB teams can also see, okay, these are the tools we have. This is how we can develop them after we draft them. 2-2 fastball up and in, and Ortiz backs away. Count is full at 3-2. That one came in at 93 miles an hour, and Daniil had to move quickly out of the way. Moore at third, full count, two outs. No score yet, top first. Hairholzer sets. Love the midsection and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. So Hairholzer, after allowing Moore to reach via an error, shakes off a steal and a wild pitch to strike out the side following. One error, one runner left on base, and West Virginia up for the first time against Jacob Krager when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Bottom of the first inning, and Brody Black leading it off for West Virginia. Jacob Krager's first pitch of the day is a strike. Fastball at 89 miles an hour over the outer edge of the plate. Jacob getting his third appearance of the year, his second start. Fastball in tight, deflects off the mid of Max Bushyhead, but nobody on, simply ball one. 92 on the fastball there. Krager, in his two previous outings, no record, a 4.26 ERA. He does have one save, which he earned the second game of the year at Trenton with two perfect innings. Started, went 4 1/3 innings last Sunday against the Black Bears at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. In total this year, he's allowed 3 runs on 8 hits, 7 strikeouts to 4 walks, a .320 opponent's batting average. Black carrying a .333 batting average, .514 on base percentage, 1 double, 7 RBIs in 10 games into this one, and he sends one screaming foul first base side. Camera folks in the well have to duck out of the way of that one. It's 1-2, 92 miles an hour off the bat. Fastball came in at 93. Black out of Coppin State University, but a native of Stouffville, Ontario, Canada. And the pitch, that is low for a ball. 2-2 the count. And that's the great thing about the historically black colleges and university, one of the many great things. They offer opportunities to all players, especially game of baseball. 2-2. That is sliced right side foul. Coppin State, of course, located down in Maryland. And they've had to raise themselves up as a program in Division I. 2-2 offering from Krager, and that one down and away, 3-2 the count. No score here in the bottom of the first. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys, Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket, gold numerals on the lower right. Outlined in red. Gold numbers on the back outline in red as well. Gray pants with the blue stripe running down the side. The navy blue cap with the Ribbon S logo on the front. And the 3-2 to Black is fouled back to the screen. They'll do it again. Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, already one game gone final. Frederick defeating Williamsport today 12-2. So two lopsided wins for the Keys to finish out the series. And now Mahoning Valley can take sole possession of first place in the MLB Draft League. Lee Trenton, 8-3, top of the ninth. Another 3-2 to Black. Bounces in and ends up hitting him. So officially that'll go as a hit by pitch. Even though it hit the turf first, it did hit him. So that's a hit by pitch. Would have been ball four. But officially it'll go into the books as the HBP, and Black trots down to first. Brody Black this season is 2-for-2 in steal attempts. Dariel Osorio, the number two hitter in the order for the Black Bears, a .233 average. Two doubles, two runs knocked in, a .324 on base percentage, playing his 10th game for West Virginia. Native of the Bronx out of Western Oklahoma. Yeah, the pitch, a strike. Fastball just above the knees, 0-1 the count. Osorio did not play in last night's game. Was 1-for-3 with a walk and run scored in the series opener Friday. 0-1. Check swing, called strike. Fastball over the outer half of the plate. Our umpires today, Antonio Veltri works the plate. Toby McKnight is at first, and Chris Edenfield is at third. 0-2, Frager taking his time in the set. There goes the runner. Pitches outside of ball. Throw to second. Tag applied. Not in time. A good throw by Bushyhead, but Black just able to beat it. And it's a 1-2 count to Osorio as Black snags his third steal of the year. And now Max Bushyhead is going to talk things over with Jacob Krager. They're going to change up the signs here with a runner on second base. And here at this level, now, obviously, it's somewhat of a dirty little secret in baseball, sign stealing, and it's been exposed a little bit more in more recent times, now with the use of video technology, which is illegal in doing so. But it's always been a game within the game. It is perfectly legal to use your own two eyes to steal signs and communicate them, whether through hand signals or this means other than electronic. Bouncer on to second, taken in by Luna. This will advance the runner, and Luna, the shortstop, slings it over to first in time. One away as Osorio retired. Black moves to third. And that's why you'll see here in the MLB Draft League, the catchers and pitchers are encouraged to make their own decisions. The pitches are not called from the dugout as they are in college for the most part. Now, obviously, somebody like Max Bushyhead, who's just 18 years old, he might get a little more guidance than, say, a Knox Preston, who has been behind the dish for several years in college. Here's Jeff Lickery now. Number three hitter in the order. Lickery, the right fielder, takes a breaking ball low, blocked by Bushyhead. Hitting .281 for the Black Bears, a .343 on base percentage, four doubles, eight RBIs in eight games, wearing a Black Bear uniform, which is white today, both jersey and pants. 1-0. Breaking ball up high, never quite dropped down, and it's two balls, no strikes to Lickery. Lickery did not play last night. Friday night, he was 0-for-4 at the plate. Playing him to pull is Ortiz, the third baseman, off the line at third in the 2-0. Runner on third, one out. Fastball for a strike, called on the outer edge. 2-1 to the left-handed hitting Lickery. Four lefties and a switch hitter in the lineup for David Carpenter today. And again, I was talking about this with the West Virginia broadcast team before the game. Different coaches have different philosophies on how to best get maximized opportunities for their players here in the MLB Draft League. And 2-1 pitch to Lickery, foul back. Generally, it breaks down into one of two philosophies. That of David Carpenter, which is rotating players game by game, so you might play one game, be off the next, and get back in the following one. And then Tim Battle, who will split up the game between two players or more at certain positions. 2-2, and that is lined foul off the angle of the fence as foul territory shortens up considerably midway between first base and the right field foul pole. Still 2-2. That right field foul pole 325 feet away from home, just as it is in left. 375 to left and right center field in the power alleys. 400 to dead center here in West Virginia. The set by Krager. Runner on third, one out. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. High fastball at 94. Fastest so far this opening inning for Krager, and his first strikeout of the game is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Two down, and here is Roman Kuntz, the left-handed hitting first baseman. Kuntz, the Ohio Valley Conference Player of the Year after 31 homers and 92 RBIs. Swing of the first pitch. Grounder on to West, going to his right. Scoops it up, flip to first, but Krager fumbles the baseball. And a run scores as Brody Black crosses the plate to make it 1-0 West Virginia. Looked like the Spikes were going to be out of the inning, but it's always a tough play. And Krager trying to find the base while hauling in the toss from West. Unable to corral it. That'll be the first error of the game for State College. He won the call. So it will be an unearned run as, again, it's the pitcher's actions as a pitcher that factor into their earned runs. They can be guilty of errors, and it does not affect their earned run average. Here's Ryan Grabosch now, catcher by trade, serving as the DH today. Did not play the first two games of this series. Grabosch hitting .313, a .353 on base percentage, a double, four RBIs in four games. Grabosch out of Morehead State University as well, Tucson, Arizona native. And the 0-1. Down and in for a ball, 1-1. And this is really the mark of a great pitcher here. We get some adversity. West Virginia scoring the first run. Misplay on what would have been the final out. You got to shake it off. Be like a fish, as some may have said. One ball and one strike. Krager sets. And the lefty deals. Sharp grounder first. Backhanded by West. He'll snare it, go to the bag himself, step on it. The inning is over. But West Virginia does get on the board. One run, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. End of one here in West Virginia. No hits on either side, but the Black Bears up one zip on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Into the second inning, a bit of levity here is Darnell Sweeney, the former big leaguer, now serving as the Spikes hitting coach. He's went to his first base coaching spot, but he was making his way there and decided to take the last 45 feet running down the first base line, showing the running form that enabled him to get to the big leagues, play 39 games for the Phillies and the Blue Jays. And the first pitch to Brylan West, outside a ball. And of course, in addition to his big league experience, Darnell, part of Team Great Britain and the World Baseball Classic last year, helped The British win their first ever game at the WBC, which enabled them to clinch a spot in the next World Baseball Classic. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge, 1-1 the count. He is now tutoring these Spikes hitters, and really did a great job. He's not one for meetings, but he brought the Spikes together after they were encountering difficulties. First four games of this road trip, brought all the hitters together and just had a few tips for them, and I think it showed. Spikes were able to put 9 runs up on the board last night here, 8 of them in the fourth inning as West fouls it back. Brian West, certainly one of those who has benefited. He went 1-for-2 yesterday, but drew 3 walks and stole a base. And the pitch inside hits Brian West on the left shoulder. So the first hit batsman of the game, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And he will trot down to first.
Center fielder, number 43, Sam Erickson.
Here's Sam Erickson now, center fielder. Made his debut with the Spikes yesterday. Pinch hitting in the sixth inning. Going into play left. Pitches in tight. West takes off for second. The throw not in time. And Erickson had to twirl away from ball one. But West will grab his second stolen base in as many games. And Brylan now is 3-for-3 in steal attempts this year. The Spikes is a team now 38 of 45. Well out in front of the rest of the league in base stealing, and that's intriguing because as a turf team, you would think the Black Bears would be high up in those rankings. Turf, a faster surface to run on, more even. Pitch is a strike, fastball in the inside corner. And past Black Bears teams certainly have used that to their advantage, and I'm sure as the first half of the season develops, we may see more of that, certainly in the second half of the year as well. And the 1-1, ski ball off the mound into the glove of Jack O'Dowd, second baseman. Throw to first in time. West moves to third on the play. And Erickson retired. Officially, he's 0-for-2 as a Spike, but he has reached on a walk and a time hit by a pitch as well. Here's Carson Luna now. Luna, like Erickson, coming out of high school in Texas, but unlike Sam, who's a Flower Mound native, headed to Texas A&M. Carson out of Houston, St. John's High School, going to Texas. Carson just turned 18 in February. He takes ball one down and away on the breaking ball from Hairholzer. 1-0 West Virginia, top of the second, but Brylan West, the tying run, leading off third. And the pitch upstairs, a ball, 92 on the fastball. 2-0 the count to Luna. Remains a hot day here in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown, although it's dipped down from the 90 degrees it was at game time to 89. The pitch, low and away for a ball. Actually, the heat is such you can smell a little bit of fumes from the rubber pellets that comprise the field turf surface here. Kind of wafting up through the air as the collective heat from those pellets rise up, and the 3-0 to Luna. There's a strike right down Broadway. But hydration is key on days like today. And the 3-1 pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the outer half. The count is full. And it may be something to keep in mind for the week ahead all over the East. Temperatures might be climbing all over the place as the 3-2 low and away, ball four, and Carson Luna draws the one-out walk. So now runners at the corners for Blake Wilson, the Spikes second baseman. Native of Parker, Colorado. Most recently of Kansas State University, but looking elsewhere to continue his collegiate career. Now he is officially 1-for-25 at the plate, but 9 walks this year. Means a .333 on base percentage, and he's stolen 4 bases. Just a matter of getting the swings to fall in. And this may be the opportunity here. We saw Derek Wiley, who's been in a similar hitting slump, swinging slump, to begin the year. Notch a 2-run double last night to the gap in right center. Wilson takes a strike, fastball in the inside corner. And sometimes that's all it takes, and that's one of the things Darnell Sweeney talked to the Spikes about, just short-term performance, focusing on that rather than the longer term. Because if you think about the season, even though there are only 35 games in the first half for these players, maybe even less with just the way it shakes out, you got to think about it just step by step, short term only. You think about all the long term, you can put yourself in a hole you can't dig out of. But if you think about maybe the next 10 at-bats, the next 100 at-bats, how you're going to perform there, that'll certainly go a long way toward helping your performance, not only in the short term, but then stringing together those good short-term performances for the long term. 0-2 count, but a throw to first sends Luna diving back in. Carson Luna, 2-for-3 in steal attempts this year. First and third, one out. See if Luna goes on the move, try to avoid the double play. 0-2, there he goes, and the pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to second, now stepping in front of the bag, go down. The second baseman will not be able to get the throw away to home. The double steal works for the Spikes. It is a strikeout for the second out, but Brylan West swiping home his second stolen base of the inning and his fourth of the year to tie us up at one. Luna will also get credit for his steal. That'll be his third. And with two down, the go-ahead run now at second for the Spikes here in the second inning. And here is Max Bushyhead, the Manford, Oklahoma product, batting 188, but an on-base percentage of 458. A batting eye beyond his years, perhaps, as he offers at the first pitch, breaking ball low. It's strike one. Max tried to hold back, could not. Luna now leading off second. One run, no hits, one error for each side right now. And the 0-1 to Bushyhead from Storm Hairholzer, the right-hander. He's taking his time, doesn't release till 2 on the timer. But a breaking ball on the turf is blocked by the catcher, Chavez. No movement by Luna off second. One ball and one strike. Tim Battle, Spikes manager, coaching at third. Talked about Darnell Sweeney. Manning first base for the Spikes. The 1-1 outside of all 2-1. Pitching coach Jared Brown right now on the top step of the dugout. Few Spikes milling about in the bullpen as well, trying to find some shade today out in the pen. The set by Hairholzer in the 2-1. Fastball off the plate outside at 93 miles an hour, and it's 3-1 to Bushyhead. Hayden Moore, the leadoff man in the order today, is on deck if Bushyhead can extend to the top of the second inning. Hairholzer sets at the midsection. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Max. He was going for it all there, but the count is full. And now we'll see. He'll step in. We'll see if he shortens up the swing. What he looks for here. We've seen Hairholzer go breaking ball, slider in this scenario. Also fastball, the 3-2. And that fastball is low for ball four. And Chavez asking where that pitch was. But in Antonio Beltre's eyes, it was just low. So a two-out walk. It's the fourth base runner for the Spikes in this game, but no hits so far. Hayden Moore, if he changes that, will give State College the lead. He reached on an error in the first inning, stole second base, got to third on a wild pitch, but was stranded there. Hairholzer does have four strikeouts today. But now two walks, a hit batsman, and the first pitch to Moore, driven foul, left field corner. And rattles off the stone wall above the padded fence over there. And Jared Ford will toss that back toward the Spikes dugout. Now that is one. Is that those bricks on that wall above the pads are oddly shaped, so they might ding up the baseball so that it is not fit for play anymore. And the 0-1 to Moore. Fastball swung on and missed. 0-2. Hayden certainly trying to drive it here. The St. Louis product. Native of Edwardsville, Illinois. He joined the Spikes at the start of this road trip. We'll see him for the first time at Medler Field at Lebrano Park Tuesday night, 6:35. Spikes taking on the Williamsport Crosscutters on a Walking Taco Tuesday. Fastball upstairs. 1-2 the count. Also, that game offering half-price Miller Lite and Coors Light products. Across the ballpark from 5:30 to 7:30. Tickets are available right now at statecollegespikes.com. You can also visit the Spikes ticket office tomorrow, 9 to 5, Tuesday, 9 until the end of the game. For Tuesday night's game and the rest of the home schedules, the 1-2 breaking ball freezes more on the inner half, strike three. Hairholzer has recorded 5 of his 6 outs via strikeout. However, the Spikes do get on the board. 3 steals, including Brylan West swiping home on the double steal, enable the Spikes to score 1 run without a hit, two runners left on base. End of an inning and a half, 1-1 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom half of the second inning. And it'll be Jack O'Dowd, Dalton Wentz, and Josiah Chavez. 6-7-8 batters due up against Jacob Krager, the left-hander. Back on for the second inning. West Virginia scoring a run in the first on an error. So an unearned run against Krager. And the first pitch for him in the second is it hits O'Dowd on the right arm. Glanced off the forearm, it looks like, but that'll put O'Dowd aboard as the leadoff man. Krager started the game with a bouncing hit by pitch on what would have been ball four to Brody Black. Now the leadoff man on here as the pitch directly hits him. Again, though, just a glancing blow. And here's Dalton Wentz, switch hitting shortstop, batting as a righty. First time in a while he's done that in this series. Just 18 years of age, and he swings the first pitch, grounds it on to second, juggled by Wilson, picks the ball back up, throw to first in time to retire Wentz at first. Fans were hoping he'd beat it out, but that was a good call by Toby McKnight. Wilson had a chance to start two, but instead takes the force out he can get, which enables O'Dowd to move up to second. So not an error, but a misplay that results in a potential 2 outs turning into just one. Spikes will take that out, though, as Josiah Chavez steps in. Left-handed hitting catcher was the DH yesterday. Went 0 for 2, but was hit by a pitch and walked. Chavez for the year, 2 for 23 at the plate, but with 4 walks, a .250 on base percentage. And he swings the first pitch and fouls it off third base side. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the second. Runner on second, one out for the Black Bears. Krager sets, delivers. Fastball high and tight, ball one. Lefty-lefty matchup here. No action in either bullpen right now. And for West Virginia, Hairholzer likely ticketed for about 3 innings. If he can get more, David Carpenter will be happy. Won't have to deploy as much of the bullpen in this one. There is an off day on the schedule tomorrow, which helps the staffs of both teams be maybe a little bit looser with the pen than they otherwise would be. Pitch swung on and missed. Change up, drop right down. A ball and two strikes now to Chavez. And Krager looks to second. The lefty deals. Bounces in, blocked by Bushyhead, but kicks to the left. Taking off for third and making it is Jack O'Dowd. Now Bushyhead scrambled to get to the baseball and picked it up, but he was a bit off balance and the play wasn't there, so he just held on. It'll be a wild pitch. To enable O'Dowd to move up. Now Chavez with a 2-2 count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball at 93 miles an hour. Second strikeout for Jacob Krager. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek, one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Here's Jarrett Ford now, the left fielder. And Ford played center field last night, went 1-for-4 with an RBI. His single in the ninth inning allowing a run to score. He swung at the first pitch for a strike. 92 miles an hour. Krager comes set. He was at the belt, now raises the mitt. Now he does set and delivers. A one fastball called strike two on the outer edge. Antonio Caballero coaching at third base. Ezekiel Carrera coaching at first base for the Black Bears tonight. Manager David Carpenter in the dugout along with assistant coach Andy Hurtado. And the 0-2. Bouncer up the middle. Stabbed by Krager on a bounce. He'll toss it over to first in time and the inning is over. Great defensive play on the mound by Jacob Krager. And he shakes off the hit batsman to start the inning to strand that runner at the end of 2-1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the third inning, and the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. It's Samuel Benjamin, Knox Preston, Daniel Ortiz, the 2-3-4 hitters due up for the Spikes here on a warm one in the Mountain State, West Virginia. The hills rolling past and the environs surrounding Kendrick Family Ballpark. You can see them into the outfield and extending on part of the Appalachians. And the pitch to Benjamin, a breaking ball outside to start things off. Pitch number two on the way. That a ball as well. High and away with the fastball. Sam is 0 for 1 with a strikeout, looking to extend his 11-game hitting streak at or near the top of the MLB Draft League in most offensive categories. Fastball upstairs, 3-0 to Benjamin. Hairholzer now pacing back to the back of the mound, going to the rosin bag. And he got time from Antonio Veltri, so pitch timer did not start until he was ready, but he delivers ball four upstairs. So Benjamin with a walk, so the on-base streak continues on for Sam, now 12 in a row there. And he is second in the league with 7 stolen bases in 9 attempts. We'll see if he goes here as Knox Preston steps in. The DH struck out looking in the first. Middle infield for West Virginia at double play depth. They have turned two in the infield 6 times in the first 11 games of the year. Spikes have done so 4 times. Throw to first and diving back in is Benjamin as Hairholzer holding him on. Here at Kendrick Family Ballpark before the game, a Father's Day meet and greet autograph session. Part of the ticket package here for the day for several VIPs. And, of course, be on the lookout for a Spikes team autograph session coming up as here's a line drive into center field, a base hit. Benjamin around second. He'll hold there as Black is on the ball quickly after it dropped into the turf. And Knox Preston with a first pitch single. His first hit as a State College Spike after receiving 3 walks. And now first and second for Daniil Ortiz, the third baseman, 0 for 1 with a strikeout today. 1-1 here in the top of the third. Spike's finishing up the road trip today. Off day on the schedule tomorrow. We're coming back right after this one is over. And everybody will have some relaxation on Monday before they're back in action Tuesday night, 6:35, Walking Taco Tuesday, and the Miller Coors Happy Hour. Miller Lite and Coors Light, half price 5:30 to 7:30. Walking Taco's half price all game long, and then another game Wednesday at 6:35. Both of those against the Williamsport Crosscutters. The 1-0, a breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-1. And it's the debut of Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. Half price country store brand hot dogs. All game long, half price, Seven Mountains Wine Cellars wine from 5:30 to 7:30. And Ortiz turns on this one, sending it down the left field line. If it stays fair, it's gone, but it goes foul off the stone wall left of the line. Daniil gave it a ride, 97 miles an hour off the bat. And the distance, but not the direction. And a ball and 2 strikes. Benjamin at second, Preston at first. Set by Hairholzer, the right-hander delivers. Fastball high and away, 2-2 the count. Josiah Chavez, though, giving props to Hairholzer. That's exactly where he wanted the pitch. Ortiz did not chase, however. This is the only game ongoing right now in the MLB Draft League, and we started at 4 o'clock, shortly after 4, is a breaking ball in the turf, and it gets away from Chavez, who has no idea where the ball is. Runners move up to second and third, and Benjamin took a big turn at third base in case Chavez still didn't know, but catcher able to chase it down by the backstop. It will be a wild pitch, and now second and third with nobody out. It is a full count to Daniil Ortiz. Second wild delivery of the day for Hairholzer, rather. And now the Black Bears infield are looking to the dugout, see are they going to move up all the way around. It looks like the corners playing a step back of the bag, and O'Dowd, the second baseman, moving up. Now the shortstop is as well, and that pitch misses. And Ortiz will get first base to load the bases. So ball four puts Daniil Ortiz on, a breaking ball that was not near the zone, and Andy Hurtado is going to head out to the mound to have a chat with Storm Hairholzer. And Hurtado, of course, David Carpenter, sort of the de facto pitching coach as well as manager, but Hurtado also helping him with the pitching staff, and he'll be the one to give the chat right now as the corner infielders are joining in the discussion, but not the middle infielders. Now, bases loaded, nobody out for Brylan West, who reached base, hit by a pitch in the second, but then he stole second base and later on stole home on the back end of a delayed double steal. Going from third and scoring after Carson Luna took off for second. It's the only Spikes run so far, but he can break this 1-1 tie here in the top of the third as Antonio Veltri went out to break up the mound meeting, and Andy Hurtado gives him a pat on the back. Black Bears in their black hats with the light blue bills today, the interlocking WV on the front in a script fashion, not like the West Virginia University logo, which is embossed on a blue outline of the state of West Virginia that's on the turf in center field. First pitch after the mound meeting breaks up is a fastball down and away. Ball one to the right-handed hitting first baseman, Brylan West. FIU product working to up his RBI count here. Bases loaded, nobody out. The 1-0 pitch. Slider backs into the inner corner for a strike. Right-handed action is now up in the West Virginia bullpen. 1-1 pitch upcoming to West. Airholzer taking his time, now delivers it. Fastball low, poised to throw Chavez, but no movement by the runners. Now it looks like the right-hander warming up is Lance Hartley. 2-1. That's a ball outside, 3-1 the count. Three balls and a strike. Single by Preston, by the way, the only hit of the game so far, but the 3-1 to West. Down and away, ball four, and a bases loaded walk will score a run. Spikes took advantage of this yesterday when they had that 8-run fourth inning, and now break the 1-1 tie as West will get credit for the RBI. Benjamin scores, Preston to third, Ortiz to second. RBI number five of the year for Brylan West is a spike, and it's 2-1 State College as the bases remain loaded with no outs for Sam Erickson. With the red, white, and blue bat, he swings the first pitch, pops it up on the infield. Infield fly rule in effect. Second baseman Jack O'Dowd, though, will make the catch. Runners do not try to advance at their own peril, and there's one away.
Shortstop, Carson Luna.
Now Carson Luna to the plate, and Luna, the shortstop, walked in the second inning, stole second base of the initial part of that delayed double steal that scored West. Stands in now. Airholzer has allowed just one hit so far, but he has walked four batters, hit two. And delivers a strike. Slider on the inner half of the plate. Starting off Luna. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big sweeping hook that time. Got the swing and it's 0-2. 2-1 State College. Hartley has finished up whatever warm-ups. And now the 0-2 pitch. That's low for a ball, 1-2. Short windup, Hairholzer delivers, slider swung on and missed, strike three. The sixth strikeout for Storm Hairholzer. Did talk about the difficulties he's had putting runners on, but also you got to talk about the flip side. He has recorded eight outs in this game. Six of them have been via strikeout, pop out and a ground out the others. And here's Wilson, who went down on strikes in the second. Bases loaded, two outs. You hope like Derek Wiley yesterday can break out here in this situation. That pitch is a strike. Wiley knocked in a pair of runs with his double with the bases loaded last night in the Spikes' big fourth inning. But now Hairholzer going slider, slider, slider. Here's the 0-1. Does go slider again. It's fouled back to the screen. Oh and two, base is loaded, two outs. And the pitch, that's in the turf, blocked by Chavez. 1-2 to Wilson. And the 1-2. Low and away with the curveball. 3-2 the count. Again, his slider and his curve really actually are similar in velocity, 78 to 81 miles an hour. It's the tightness of the break, though, and the drop that's the difference. And 2-2, and that was just a fastball gas at 94 over the outer half. For a called strike three, the seventh strikeout for Storm Hairholzer, who gets out of a bases-loaded, no-out jam, allowing just one run. Spikes score that run on a total of one hit. Three runners left on base in the inning. The end of two and a half, though. State College out in front, 2-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrity's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the third inning, Jacob Krager back on the mound for the Spikes. Now pitching with a 2-1 lead, he faces the top of the West Virginia order, Brody Black, Daryl Osoria, and Jeff Lickery. Joe Putnam along with you here at Kendrick Family Ballpark in West Virginia. Finishing off the six-game road trip today. Spikes looking to take two out of three from the Black Bears after sweeping them at Medler Field at Lebrano Park last week. And the first pitch of the inning swung on and missed. Fastball was low, but Black went after it. Strike one. Black hit by a pitch his first time up. What would have been a bouncing ball four. Stole a base and scored the first West Virginia run. And the 0-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. Actually, that's the changeup, but that had a lot of drop to it and even some horizontal movement. 0-2 the count. Krager delivers. And here's a grounder, a worm burner along the right side into right field, base hit. That one just stayed low to the ground, stuck to the turf the whole way. And on a hot day like today, that turf can stick somewhat. As Black delivers the first West Virginia hit of the afternoon. And here is Daryl Osoria, third baseman, 0-for-1, grounded out to short in the first. Krager out of the stretch now. And the pitch. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge. 0-1. Well, entering today, Mahoning Valley and Williamsport were tied for first place in the MLB Draft League standings, but on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Scrappers have put away the Trenton Thunder 8-3, and now here's a throw to first and dropped by West. Taking up for second is Black. He'll make it standing up. Well, we'll see if there is a pickoff and a cut stealing charged on that, if there's an error on the play, or if it'll just be a stolen base. It was not necessarily the cleanest of throws, certainly not the cleanest of receptions. And Black was taking off all the way, and he will be credited with the steal. 0-1 the count. Takes off for third now, but the pitch bounced foul third base side, and Black slides into third, but he'll have to retreat. And Daniel Ortiz, hey, foul ball, you can ease up. Now, sometimes you can't always trust your opponent when they tell you it's a foul ball, and you can go back to your last base. Some spikes through the years have found that out the hard way. Although here in the MLB Draft League, I think everybody realizes that this is a developmental league. There's not any of that gamesmanship that goes on here for the most part. Pitch outside for ball 1-2. Certainly not in the first half of the season. Just trying to prepare these guys so that hopefully they hear their names called in the third week of July. Part of MLB All-Star Week down in the Metroplex. Dallas-Fort Worth and the All-Star Game at Arlington, July 16th. The draft will take place on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. The 1-2 breaking ball, outside ball 2. And that'll serve as the midway point of the season. That's where the first half ends, the first 35 games on the schedule. And the second 45-game half begins. There goes Black on the 2-2 pitch. Swung on a miss. Throw down to third. Tag applied. He's out. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. The third K of the afternoon. A third strikeout, that is, for Jacob Crager. The putout 2-5 at third. And the strikeout is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. And the base is now empty with two outs for Jeff Lickery. Strong throw from Max Bushyhead. They get Black, and Lickery swings on the first pitch, bounces it on to first. Bryland West scoops it, goes to the bag himself, and the inning is over. So no runs, a hit, nobody left on base. Three innings complete. It's 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council. You turn on
like lightning. This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Fourth inning, it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Storm Hairholzer is done for the day. Three innings on the mound. He allowed two runs, both earned on one hit, five walks, two hit batsmen. And he struck out seven. Throwing a total of 71 pitches, 37 for strikes, and Lance Hartley will take over for him here in the fourth inning. Hartley, a right-hander out of Cameron High School in Cameron, West Virginia. He is going to turn 18 years old in 2 weeks from today. He is 17, but he is 6'5", 210 pounds, and Hartley will face the 9-1 and 2 batters for the Spikes, Max Bushyhead, Hayden Moore, and Samuel Benjamin. Hartley making his second appearance for the Black Bears, a 1-0 record, a 3 ERA, three innings on the mound. He allowed two runs, one earned on three hits, three strikeouts, three walks. His first pitch of this game is low for a ball to Max Bushyhead. His previous outing was back on June 6th against the Frederick Keys. That was the third game of the season, so obviously trying to bring him along slowly, bring him back perhaps after that first outing, as Bushyhead takes ball two low. Max drew a walk his first time up. 2-1 lead for the Spikes here in the Toyota RAV fourth inning, top of the fourth. One hit aside, one error aside of the game. And the 2-0 sent in the air, center field. Black going back on it, though. Measures it up, makes the catch. One away. And here's Hayden Moore, the erstwhile Billiken at St. Louis University, officially 0-for-2 today. Reached on an error, stole a base in the first inning, struck out looking in the second. And the pitch. That's fouled away, third base side. Lance Hartley, number one overall according to Perfect Game in West Virginia. Also number one as the right-handed pitcher. He is also in the national top 500, number 179, as a right-handed pitcher in Cameron, West Virginia. And the pitch to Hayden Moore is low for a ball, 1-1. Located west of Pennsylvania, so west of here, kind of cut through PA in the southwest corner. You'll find Cameron as you head towards Wheeling, 1-1. That one misses outside, 2-1 the count. So not that far away, and when his name was announced, he did get a nice ovation here. Two balls and a strike. Pitch. In tight. That hit more on the elbow? No, it just deflected off the mitt of Chavez. 3-1 the count. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. They're in the final round of the U.S. Open, and Rory McIlroy is now in a tie with Bryson DeChambeau, both at 7-under. Here's a sharp liner off the bat onto the first baseman, Kuntz, who snares it. 102 miles an hour, but Kuntz was right there. Two down the top of the fourth, and here is Samuel Benjamin, who extended his on-base streak to 12 games. With a walk last inning, but he is officially 0-for-1. He'd love to extend that hitting streak out as well to 12 games. Sam leveling the bat in the left-handed box out of Houston Christian. He swings at the first pitch, pops it up. Third base side behind home plate, but this will float into the seats. And a nice catch made by a fan on the concourse off the carom. 0-1 the count. Here on Father's Day, a lot of dads, a lot of families in attendance here. Certainly it was great to welcome all the kiddos and many dads out to the ballpark earlier today at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Spikes participating in MLB Play Ball Weekend with an MLB pitch hit and run competition at the ballpark. The 0-1, that's lifted in the air, foul, first base side. 0-2 the count. 89 miles an hour on the fastball. And another catch made by a kid with a glove on the concourse. That one is in the air. 0-2 the count. Well, Sam's fouled at third base side, fouled at first base side. Now maybe he'll find the groove here. The 0-2 breaking ball in the turf. Blocked by Chavez. Appeal down to third. Chris Edenfield says no, he did not go around. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Check swing, high and away, appeal down to third, no go. Went breaking ball again as fan in the crowd and with encouragement for Lance Hartley, 17-year-old right-hander out of the northern tip of West Virginia that separates Ohio and PA. And the pitch homeward, low for a ball, 3-2. And again, when he's been extending the hitting streak here on this road trip, Samuel Benjamin has been doing so in the second or even third at-bats of games. Hasn't always been right away. 3-2 count to him here in the pitch. And that is swung on and drilled toward right center field. And that is going deep. That's off the top of the wall and back into play. Benjamin dashing for second, and the throw will not be in time. That was just a foot away from being Samuel Benjamin's third home run of the year. It hit the yellow line and bounced back. You got to get above it to get out of here, unfortunately. But 109 miles an hour off the bat, measured at 401 feet. If the wall was not 8 feet high, if that wall is 7.5 feet high, that thing probably leaves the yard. But it's a double for Samuel Benjamin. Moves him into a tie for the league lead in that category now with five on the year. And extends his hitting streak to an MLB Draft League best 12 games. Matching his 12-game on-base streak that he already extended. The pitch to Knox Preston down and in. And that hit for the Spikes just the second of the afternoon. The first for extra bases for either side. And boy, oh boy, did Samuel Benjamin get a hold of that. He hit that about as well as it could be hit without it getting out of here. And now Benjamin dancing off second. The 1-0 to Preston pops it up foul behind home. That'll hit the roof above us. One ball, one strike. Again, Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. Mahoning Valley defeating Trenton 8-3. Frederick over Williamsport 12-2. 1-1 to Preston. And here's a liner between short and third, a base hit. Benjamin on to third. He'll be held there by Tim Battle. And the throw will skip past the cutoff man to the plate, but Preston remains at first as well. Knox Preston with his second single of the afternoon. And now runners at the corners, two outs after the bases were empty. And here's Daniil Ortiz. The third baseman struck out in the first inning, hit by a pitch in the third. 2-1 Spikes here in the top of the fourth. And now three hits total in the game. And the pitch to Ortiz bounces in, blocked by Chavez. Ball one. Spikes threatening here in the fourth, already scoring a run in the second, a run in the third. In the third inning, though, they had bases loaded, no outs, and only scored that one run. The 1-0 fastball for a strike along the inner edge of the plate. Ortiz backed out of the way, but it's now a 1-1 count to him. Well, you harken back to last inning. In a bases loaded, no out situation, on average, figure you should score two and a half runs, usually, on average. It was a great job by Hairholzer to avoid that, only allow the one run, but that pitch bounces in, blocked by Chavez. On the move, Preston makes second. And I believe that'll be a wild pitch. Didn't take off until the ball had hit the ground. And it's a 2-1 count now to Ortiz with a pair of runners in scoring position. Pitch. That is upstairs, a ball, 3-1. Now it's actually going to be scored a stolen base to Preston. The 3-1 to Ortiz is a fastball low, ball four. And looking back at the video, hard to tell if Preston actually left after or before the pitch was in the ground, so we'll defer to the scorer here. And now with the walk to Ortiz, the bases are loaded, two outs, and this time it's David Carpenter that's going to come out to the mound to talk to his 17-year-old right-hander. And the entire infield surrounds them, and there is a right-hander up in the West Virginia bullpen. We'll see if Carp goes to the pen right now. As the right-hander warming up is Coy Angel. But now plate umpire Antonio Veltri onto the mound, and this is not a pitching change yet. This is just to encourage the youngster out of Cameron, West Virginia, to finish the inning strong. Spikes threatening, though. It was bases empty, two outs, and now the bases are filled with two gone for Brylan West. Hit by a pitch in the second inning. Bases loaded, walk in the third. He has stolen two bases, including a steal of home. Stands in the right-handed box. The pitch, it's a strike. Fastball on the outer half at 86. Oh, and one the count. Pitch. And West fouls it off, first base side. And the pitch. Lifted in the air, right field corner, Lickery going toward the line at the foul ground, but the ball bounces off the top of the fence out of his reach, and Lickery goes hard from the midsection into the top of that fence. It is padded, but even still, impact doesn't feel good, neither does the fact he couldn't come up with the ball. So it remains an 0-2 count. Hartley looks in for the sign. Benjamin at third, Preston at second, Ortiz at first. The 0-2 floats outside. West lays off for ball one. 2-1 spikes here in the top of the fourth, but looking to extend the lead. This is what they did against West Virginia last weekend. Really took the advantage after West Virginia jumped down front in all three games of that sweep last weekend. Spikes responded with big surges. Today so far, pitching the turf, blocked by Chavez, 2-2 the count. Today so far, it's just been one run per inning in the second of the third. Looking for the crooked number here in the fourth, conjuring up some two-out offense. It started with Samuel Benjamin's near home run, the double to right center is the 2-2, down and in, ball three. It was two outs, and it was two strikes to Sam, actually. 3-2 when he got into it, sent the ball sailing at 109 miles an hour. If the fence were half a foot lower or the ball went half a foot higher, it's gone. This one chopped off the plate. Hartley coming off the mound, barehands it on the bounce, throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Well, Lance Hartley got himself into a jam but gets himself out of it. For the Spikes, no runs, one hit. All right, check that. Two hits, three runners left on base. Second time they have left the bases loaded in the game. Three and a half gone. 2-1. State College still in front on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
One Spikes as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Jacob Krager back on the mound for State College. Krager has thrown 42 pitches, 29 for strikes so far. His 43rd is sent by Roman Kuntz into right field for a base hit. Down the line toward the corner, cut off quickly by Samuel Benjamin. But it is a leadoff single, and Krager, for the fourth straight inning, sees the leadoff man get on base. Blake Wilson, though, already practicing the double play ball at second base. He and Carson Luna up the middle right now, with Brylan West at first base, Daniil Ortiz at third. Outfield is Hayden Moore in left, Sam Erickson at center, and Samuel Benjamin in right, with Max Bushyhead doing the catching. Kuntz leads off first, held on by West. Here's Ryan Grabosch, the designated hitter. Pitch high and away for a ball, 1-0. A run in the second, a run in the third for the Spikes. Black Bears got on the board first in the opening frame, as Black scored on an error. The 1-0. Upstairs a ball, 2-0. So the run against Krager, an unearned run, even though he was the man who committed the error, a drop of a toss at first base when he came over to cover the bag. But he bounced back after that, flushed it from the memory, and now 2-0 the count to Grabosch, dealing with the man at hand. Pitch. Fastball high and away. Ball three. Jack O'Dowd is on deck. Dalton Wentz would follow here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Again, Krager has been efficient so far. 46 pitches, 30 strikes in three-plus innings. Basically on track. And the pitch, call and strike, fastball down Broadway. Middle at 88 miles an hour, but Grabosch was holding the whole way. 3-1 the count. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Rory McIlroy has fired four birdies in the last five holes to take a two-shot lead over Bryson DeChambeau in the U.S. Open down at Pinehurst number two. Throw on to first, and Kuntz is back diving in. Big league action today on Father's Day, always a very meaningful day. One and all, certainly meaningful for myself as well. A happy Father's Day to my dad, Bill, back in Bellefonte, PA. 3-1, fouled away, first base side, and the count is full at 3-2. Major League action on Father's Day. Pirates all over the Rockies. 8-1, top of the eighth inning in Colorado. Giants leading the Angels 5-2, bottom of the fourth. Dodgers up 1-0 on the Royals, top of the sixth inning. And the Mariners leading the Rangers 1-0, bottom of the fifth in Seattle. Another 3-2 to Grabosch on the way. And it's when cued just past Braylon West into right field. That'll be a base hit as Kuntz moves up to second, just well placed. West couldn't quite go to his right because the runner, Kuntz, was taking off for second at the same time. And it's first and second, nobody out for Jack O'Dowd, who was hit by a pitch in the second inning. Done all the way to third, but was stranded there. Now Jacob Krager having to pitch out of trouble. Once again, Blake Wilson practicing the double play ball. That certainly would be something Jacob Krieger would enjoy seeing behind him. Pitch homeward. And a bunt, but this is popped up foul, third base side off the netting adjacent to the Spikes dugout. So strike one. That pitch ran in on O'Dowd. It was a fastball, by far easier to bunt. We'll see if Krieger, now having seen O'Dowd try to put the bunt down here, comes breaking ball on this 0-1 pitch no matter what. The set. The look to second. And the 0-1 offering. Fastball upstairs. Bushyhead throws behind the runner to first, and West is there to corral it. Graybosch was back in plenty of time, but West did a nice job making sure that ball didn't get past him. Well, Bushyhead has shown off the arm today. He's already thrown out one would-be base stealer. He's had strong throws on the two steals the Black Bears have as well. And the 1-1 popped up along the left field line. It's an in-between ball, but a basket catch made over the shoulder by Daniil Ortiz. The third baseman did a nice job tracking that ball. The over-the-shoulder basket catch, a quick throw into second, but Kuntz was back in time. And that's just a stellar defensive play. That's one that looks a lot harder, or that is a lot harder than it looks. And Daniil Ortiz going back on the ball. If he didn't get to it, it was going to drop in for a base hit. Now first and second, one gone for Dalton Wentz. The 18-year-old switch hitting shortstop 0 for 1 with a ground out to second. Krieger to the plate. Breaking ball in the dirt, or in the turf rather, blocked by Bushyhead. The turf, though, does have some dirt characteristics because it's so high traffic there at home plate and at the pitcher's mound. You see a lot of the sand pop up because that's the base of this whole turf. And when the turf at the top layer of the turf gets worn out, it's the sand that pops up through. And at the pitching rubber, it's the same thing. It's really more of a sand base there. There's a layer of turf there, but when the Black Bears grounds crew had to make repairs to it, they brought out the stapler as some of the turf had sort of torn away from the pitching rubber, but then a lot more sand put in there as well. The 2-0, that's low for a ball. 3-0 the count. Two-one State College, bottom of the fourth inning. Finale of this three-game series. It's a rubber match. West Virginia won Friday night. State College won last night. And the 3-0 down and in, ball four. So now the bases are loaded with one out after Jacob Krieger's first walk of the afternoon. And here is Josiah Chavez, left-handed hitting catcher, but before he can get to the plate, Spikes pitching coach Jared Brown is headed out to the mound to have a chat with Jacob Krieger. No action in earnest in the Spikes bullpen, though a couple of the pitchers are tossing the ball around out there. But Manny Jackson, who is serving as the bullpen catcher today, is nowhere to be found behind the plate. And Jared Brown continuing the discussion. Third baseman Daniil Ortiz is also in there as well, and he calls over Brylon West, the first baseman. As plate umpire Antonio Veltri comes out to break this up. Of course, in minor league baseball and in the major leagues, there is a 30-second time limit on mound visits. Now that clock, there is a 30-second timer available, but the clock is not necessarily followed to the letter here in the MLB Draft League, especially in the first half, given the developmental nature of the league. Trying to make the transition as smooth as possible for players who are coming from collegiate or high school ball. And here is Chavez in the left-handed batter's box. And Krieger, with the bases loaded, delivers. Fastball for a strike over the outer half at 90 miles an hour. Taking the lessons to heart, 0-1 the count. A little away from the body is Jacob Works from